Connor Trinneer is most well known as Commander Charles Trip Tucker on Star Trek Enterprise. Since Enterprise's cancellation, he has done a number of guest spots in many programs, most recently Stargate Atlantis and Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles. We talked to him about his past roles and his latest project, a Sci-Fi Channel original movie. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us tonight.
Sure, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, I was reading some of your bios online, and I wanted to ask you about something. You, all through high school and then going into college, you were really more the football player and didn't get into acting until you got into college.
Yeah, I had zero experience prior to that.
Yeah, no, this is just kind of a thing with me. I'm always curious how people get that, you know, that start. What was it that, you know, made you, you know, drop the football and go, I think I'll go on stage?
I'll start with, I wasn't going to go pro, and I needed to find something that frankly I wanted to do with myself. I didn't have a major or anything. I was kind of treading water at the time, and you know, I do think that there's a correlation between the two, in the sense that, you know, athletes who've spent a lot of time doing their sport and who've, you know, sort of taken it to a next level, you're still in an arena in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to be comfortable enough to be able to do your stuff without really thinking about the size of it.
Right.
And I think that making a transition from that to acting, the theater, is probably a little easier than one might, you know, initially think, but then you got to throw in the always elusive element of, are you any good?
Well, apparently you're doing okay.
Yeah, it seems to have worked out.
Yeah, I was talking with someone who had guest starred on Enterprise on a couple occasions, and I was talking to him, and it's even more so for you being on any Star Trek with any, you know, minor or major role. You really become really a part of Americana. I mean, you're going to be in some book somewhere, you know, your picture. it sort of gives you a sort of as close to immortality as you can get, I guess.
Yeah, it's one of the ways you can reach it, apparently.
Yeah, I really got to be a fan of yours after watching on Enterprise, of course, as Charles Tucker.
Right.
A show that I thought was kind of just really hitting its stride when it was canceled, in my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, I think we all felt that way. You can pretty much be guaranteed that if your numbers aren't good enough, you know, you've got two strikes against you.
Right.
Really, when it comes down to it, if you don't draw the people, you're just fighting an uphill battle.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's even maybe even more a little volatile within the sci-fi genre, too.
Yeah, it seems that there is a finite number of people that watch the sci-fi shows, and they kind of all watch all of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, sorry Enterprise didn't at least one more season. But you personally stayed pretty busy, because right after Enterprise, you showed up as a really great recurring villain in Stargate Atlantis, or Michael.
Yeah, that part was a lot of fun. That part was such a departure from anything I'd done in regard to its sort of inherent size of the character.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, like, his sort of theatrical dramatics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing I had done could come anywhere close to that.
Well, yeah, and a lot more makeup, too.
Well, I mean, that's part of it. You know, I think that, you know, you don't hide behind the makeup so much as the makeup really frees you up to sort of explore a different element of you, because you have to actually sort of act up.
Mm-hmm.
Makeup. I mean,
oh right, yeah.
You can't just walk out there and give a contemporary take on that guy. I mean, he's a monster, or he looks like one.
Right.
But I got to tell you, it was a heck of a treat to do that. And you know, fortunately, most of the episodes that I did, you know, I had a good chunk to chew on during those. So,
right.
But yeah, I mean, that's one of the favorite parts I've ever played.
Yeah, I've heard from other people that if they had to pick a favorite, they often enjoy playing the villain a little bit more than playing the hero, and maybe it's just because you can do that. You can play it up a little bit more and maybe have a little bit more fun than you can in another role.
Yeah, I don't know how it is for all the cases, but I do know that, you know, specifically with Michael, there was such a drive in that character and in the stories that he was involved with, and I think that that's true about probably a lot of villains, that they're proactive as opposed to reactive. The hero tends to be more reactive, and the villain's been the one that sort of, you know, set the table for the hero to do his heroics.
Yeah, and Michael also had the added facet that he was he felt himself the victim as much as anything.
Yeah, it was an interesting twist on that, and they played that up, and it was an interesting, you know, dilemma that I think it put the folks at Atlantis in. Because it's kind of, what responsibility do you have to, you know, your prisoners of, frankly, war?
Right.
And, you know, what is your moral and ethical code that you are going by, and are you going to stick to it when the going gets tough? And, you know, those are always interesting things to tackle and to deal with.
Right. Well, listen, tell me about this new movie, Termination Shock, that's going to be coming out on the Sci-Fi Channel.
It's about this guy, Tycho Johns, who has, he's sort of a black market courier transporter, sort of, I guess he's got a buddy that he's working with that's played by James Kyson Lee, and he comes across this item that he's meant to transport, and it turns out to be really important person slash, you know, being, entity, whatever. But they wind up crash landing on this planet where they have to fight. Well, I guess they would be just giant termites. I mean, there's, you know, that's the part where I'm like, God, I hope that's good. I'm really, you know, I'm curious to see how it goes. It's one of those things where the villain you never got to take a look at. It was all CGI. So that wasn't a totally new experience for me, but in terms of it being only CGI was something to, you know, you kind of get done with a thing like that, and you're like, well, I mean, I hope it's good.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's and then, you know, from that point on, they're just trying to, they're in a fight for survival.
Right.
And there's also a sort of a story inside that about this girl.
Mm-hmm.
People are fighting over to get her. I mean, I have to say, it was a good script. It was a fun script.
And, yeah, good.
I enjoyed the making of the movie.
Well, good. I'll be looking forward. I'll be looking forward to it. I enjoy a lot of the made for TV sci-fi movies. Some of them not so good. Some of them are really good, but I enjoy watching them all. So
yeah, I mean, I've seen a few myself, and you're like, God, I hope this is one of the good ones.
we all hope so too.
Yeah.
Well, sir, I want to thank you very much for giving us some time tonight.
My pleasure.
Keep checking your local listings for Termination Shock on the Sci-Fi Channel. Thanks to Mr. Trenier for his time, and thank you for listening. This is JohnJ.net.